Just one halakha in the laws of berachot. The berachah borei nefashot, which Maran discusses in Siman Resh Zayin. So the berachah borei nefashot covers fruits, not from Eretz Yisrael, not from the seven species. Also covers things that don't grow from the ground, like meat, eggs, cheese, etc. And it includes also water. So the question is, does borei nefashot cover ala mechia or me'en shalosh? Let's say it clearer. Let's say a person made borei nefashot on a me'en shalosh. Does that cover it? Or let's say better, let's say he doesn't have a sidur, and he doesn't have the me'en shalosh, but he knows the berakha borei nefashot by heart. So can he say at least borei nefashot to cover that obligation? Hakam Avadya discusses this in Chazon Avadya in Berachot, and Daf Kuf Chaf in the footnote. He quotes from a rabbi called the Ramah Mipano. The Ramah Mipano is discussing what the Gemara says many times, that the Berakha Borei Nefashot is called Velo Kelum. When it says, to make the Berakha Nefashot, it says, Ulbasof, after you finish eating, Velo Kelum, which means literally, you do nothing, Velo Kelum. That's the way the Gemara refers to the Berakha Borei Nefashot. That itself is a strange terminology. The beracha borei nefashot is not kelum. It's definitely something. It's a beracha. Some say because initially the beracha was voluntary. In times of the Mishnah, they did not make borei nefashot. So therefore, it was velo kelum. It's not one of the mandatory berachot. Today, of course, now that the custom is to make borei nefashot, it becomes a mandatory blessing. But that was the original reason why they called it velo kilum. However, Ramah Mipano has a novel interpretation. He says that when it comes to the berachah she'akol, she'akol we say is an inclusive berachah. She'akol includes everything. Alakol, in birech she'akol, yatsa, that if you made she'akol on anything, it's kolel akol. However, he says borei nefashot is the opposite. Velo kilum, it's nothing compared to the she'akol. Whereas the she'akol is poter everything, the nefashot is not poter everything. It's only poter what the halakha says. Otherwise, it's not poter in me'en shalosh, it's not poter mezonot, gefen, and ala'etz. And that's the way he comes out. Hakam Avadya alav shalom brings down many, many poskim that agree to that ruling. It's a ma'amar mordechi. He quotes a primegadim. He quotes also from there's a chesedek that they hold also that one is not yotzeh the beracha if you said in the fashot. Furthermore, he questions Rav Moshe Feinstein that wrote in the Grot Moshe that if you don't have a sidur and you don't know me'en shalosh, he said to make borei nefashot. Hakam Avadya respectfully comes along and says that unfortunately that cannot be the halakha. There's many rishonim as well and the haronim that do not agree to that. So therefore, halakha l'maaseh, the hacham is posek, that you do not fulfill your obligation by saying a nefashot, where you're supposed to say a me'en shalosh. In the previous daily halakha, we discussed what if he said it. Well, then you have another problem of safek berachot lehakel. We discussed that in the previous daily halakha, that you're not going to be able to do anything in that case because you have to can be concerned about those poskim. The Ginat Viradim says Yotzeh, the Kafarim says. But again, in the case where a person does not have a sidur, we do not tell the guy to make a borei nefashot to be poter. It's better to do nothing than to say a nefashot, which would be berachah lebatala, according to the many of the poskim.